From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in American elections.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
President Obama speaking on NPR. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. Peter King is a member of Mr. Trump's Republican Party and serves on the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. He takes issue with the CIA conclusion about a possible Russian hacking.
People in the intelligence community using disinformation tactics against the president-elect of the United States, and that is just disgraceful.
President-elect Trump says he does not believe Russia was involved in trying to sway the election. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour Thursday to states that helped him clinch the election. He used the occasion to slam President Obama's top spokesman, Josh Earnest, who has been skeptical about some of Trump's positions, Trump calling him a foolish guy. In continuing to fill his cabinet and top leadership posts, Trump officially nominated bankruptcy lawyer David Friedman as the American ambassador to Israel. Friedman has expressed his opposition to a key tenet of U.S. policy in the region, the two-state solution of an Israeli and Palestinian state living peacefully side by side. This is VOA. The evacuation of people from Aleppo has been suspended, leaving thousands of people trapped. Blasts were heard Friday near convoys moving people out of the city. State media reports rebels violated the ceasefire agreement with the government. It is not clear when the evacuations can resume. In response to Russian activities in Ukraine, European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months. The decision came as no surprise, as German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande earlier this week said they supported extending the sanctions in light of Russia's failure to abide by the Minsk agreements on Ukraine. The decision, to be officially announced within the next few days, did come despite growing pressure among investors and energy interests in Europe, including within Germany itself, for the sanctions to be rolled back. The Roman Catholic Church is mediating last-ditch talks in the Democratic Republic of Congo to try to resolve political tensions over delayed elections. President Joseph Kabila's elected mandate ends Monday, but much of the opposition has rejected plans for Kabila to stay in office until elections are held in 2018. From Kinshasa, Emily Yob reports.
The talks are still underway in Kinshasa, but the Catholic Church achieved a breakthrough just by bringing all the political players into the same room. Most of the opposition boycotted the previous talks in September, saying, among other things, that the mediators was biased in favor of the government. This time, with the clock ticking and the international pressure increasing, the opposition agreed to take part in what they deem a more balanced mediation.
The Church has proven its capacities. At various critical times in this country, the Catholic Church has stepped in.
In the early 1990s, it was a clergyman who led a national conference aimed at democratizing the DRC following years of dictatorship under Mobutu Sese Soko. The closed-door talks are expected to end Thursday evening. Emily Yab for VOA News in Kinshasa.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended 2 days of talks without any significant breakthrough on the major issue that divides them, a territorial dispute dating back to World War II. Abe appealed to Putin to expand the two nations' economic ties and contribute to the stability of the Asia-Pacific region. Prime Minister Abe says what he hopes to achieve is a relationship where Japan and Russia can develop together based on the principle of benefiting each other. The Russian Direct Investment Fund and the Japan Bank for International Cooperation signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a $1 billion investment fund. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.